Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Made official just seconds ago from the University of Iowa. New faces and names you need to get used to on Kirk Ferentz's coaching staff for 2017.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Coming to you live from Studio A and worldwide on the KGYM radio app. Here are your hosts, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp.
Is it already the 14th of February again? 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Also found on the South Gym, Iowa City, 106.3 FM. Cedar Rapids North Gym, 107.5. Tyler Ryder, Todd Brommelkamp. Just a normal Tuesday right on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Gentlemen, hopefully you've taken care of your business today. Ladies, remember, this isn't just a one-sided thing. And to all my brothers and sisters out there who just going to work, just hanging out like it's a normal day. Happy Singles Awareness Day. TB, what's going on, brother? Wait for it. Then you can do it.
Now I want to go home and watch Back to the Future tonight.
Doc, I'm late!
Not much. I was late getting into the studio here, but I was trying to help someone in the building. They're on a diet. And they left a bag of Starburst on their desk, and I didn't think it was on the diet, so I was helping myself like a pig at the trough to the open bag of Starburst. That's what prevented me from getting here into the studio on time. So hopefully that person is appreciative of the fact that their co-host is looking out for them. If you're not going to participate in the candy exchange for Valentine's Day at the office,
my Starburst.
Don't leave a bag full. I didn't eat any of your Starburst.
Yeah, because they weren't expired.
We exchanged Valentines at work today like we were a bunch of fourth graders, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. It was kind of fun.
Any of those you'd like to share right now?
No.
I target your heart with an archer.
We followed the rule, the grade school rule, that you can't leave anybody out.
Yeah.
You got to get one for everybody in the class, at least everybody who chose to participate. You didn't choose to participate.
Didn't want to participate.
Alex Kuhn didn't choose to participate.
He didn't want
Scott
to participate.
Scott Unash didn't participate. Mark Dukes didn't participate.
That's four in a row, folks.
And we wonder why this building looks down its nose at KGYM. I participated. I had to pull the weight. Though Kuhn is doing the math. Kuhn is like, how many people work for the station?
Seven, eight, yes.
Todd was the only one. Yes. Jeff Downing didn't participate. None of the part-timers.
Now, granted, Jeff's been busy today.
You know what? No, I take that back, although he does double duty. David Schulte, one of our associate producers, usually joins us on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire,
right. Did
participate. So 1.5 station employees participated in the candy exchange today.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Leading up to our poll question today at KGYMradio.com.
I'm not in it for participation awards.
Emil's Hideaway, which I'm sure is busy. You can't get a table anywhere tonight, right? In Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, all up and down the corridor, everywhere. Booked solid, I'm sure. Emil's Hideaway will be very busy tonight. You can try finding them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. How much money did you spend on your significant other this Valentine's Day? Under $20. Somewhere between $20 and $50, $50 to $100, or are you a big spender? Did you spend more than $100? Be honest. Don't just go say you spent more than $100 if you didn't.
I want to see the receipt.
KGYMradio.com. Well, they could use the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line to tweet us a copy of the receipt. I don't want to see your finances. I don't need to see any of that, but Tyler wants to see the receipts.
It sure didn't happen.
1600. Iowa, by the way, has finally made official what we have known for about 24 hours, and that's the fact that they have added two assistants to Kirk Ferentz's coaching staff. The official announcement coming today at 4:01. I believe about a day before the Hawkeye coaching staff departs on its Caribbean cruise. I know it leaves at some point this week. So Iowa going, look, if you can't beat them, raid their coaching staff. And that's what the Hawkeyes have done with North Dakota State. I've written the pronunciation down. I've been worrying all day long since I got to the office today at 10:45 about saying this correct. I believe it's Polasek. Tim Polasek is the former offensive coordinator of the North Dakota State Bison. He's going to be the new offensive line coach for the Hawkeyes because, remember, Brian Ferentz moves upstairs into the offensive coordinator's chair. And then Kelton Copeland will join the Iowa football program from Northern Illinois. And there's a number of reasons to like both of these moves, and I'm sure we'll get into it with some of you today on the text line, 319-366-1600, or you can pick up the phone and give us a call. But it's a very good hire, two very good hires in my opinion. And does it help that Kelton Copeland is from Miami, Florida, and that he went to a high school, Southbridge High School, that usually churns out some very good football players? Maybe. And Polasek has experience coaching virtually every position on the offensive side of the ball. I think these are two really good hires. And there is, of course, a 10th assistant coming to the staff, but Iowa won't be able to hire him or announce anything until April because that's when the rule change goes into effect. We've talked about that on the program before. The NCAA approving the addition of the 10th coach to a staff, but that will most likely come in April. So there you go, the reshuffling in the offseason. Brian Ferentz takes over for Greg Davis as the offensive coordinator. Ken O'Keefe returns to the program to be the quarterback's coach. You've got Tim Polasek, who comes from North Dakota State, will serve as the offensive line coach. And then Kelton Copeland will serve as the wide receivers coach, which is the position that he coached at Northern Illinois. Sounds as if Brian Ferentz will retain that working with the running backs. And Copeland also is the special teams coordinator, I believe, at Northern Illinois. So he's going to likely have a hand in that also. 319-366-1600. Pitchers and catchers are reporting today, Tyler. The Cubs showing up in Mesa. Bad news if you're a St. Louis Cardinal fan. I take partial credit for that. I shouldn't say partial. Too soon? Partial? No? No?
Oh, that's...
I want to take... I take partial credit for this, and it kills me because I have him on almost all of my fantasy baseball teams. I have talked so much about Alex Reyes and how this guy was going to be a star and how he was going to be the ace for the Cardinals this year. And the Cardinals show up in Jupiter, Florida. Adam Wainwright, the rest of the pitching staff, is set to go through their first workout today, and reporters noticed that Alex Reyes was not with the rest of the starters. And John Mozeliak and Mike Matheny confirmed afterwards that there was a little bit of elbow discomfort. Alex Reyes went and got an MRI. They're still waiting for the results of the MRI, but it's believed that he has a partially torn UCL, which traditionally leads to Tommy John surgery. Now, Adam Wainwright had a similar injury and I think pitched through it for a couple years before he needed surgery. They're not going to do that with their number one pitching prospect, though, so Alex Reyes most likely is going to be shut down for the year. And that's a big blow for the Cardinals because I think this kills them service time-wise as well, because they're not going to get him for an entire year and maybe a little bit more than that depending on what the timetable for recovery is. But that's a tough, tough blow for a team that was looking up at the Cubs in the preseason, but probably had a firm grasp on second place in the division. And they don't have a whole lot of quality depth in that starting rotation. So it'll be interesting to see just exactly what the Cardinals wind up doing there. And also for hockey guy out there listening to the program, I know this absolutely blew your mind today. But the Bruins, you may remember, the Boston Bruins, on the day that the New England Patriots had their Super Bowl parade, fired the longest tenured coach in the NHL, Claude Julien, And today, he was hired by the Montreal Canadiens, who fired their coach.
What a move.
And the Canadiens are in first place in their division. And they are rivals of the Bruins. This would be, as we mentioned, akin to the Cardinals firing Mike Matheny in June and the Cubs dumping Joe Maddon and hiring Matheny on July 1st.
So if I've got all the coaching changes so far correct in the National Hockey League, you've had the Blues, you've had the Islanders, the Blues dropping Ken Hitchcock, the Isles drop Jack Capuano, and then you have the Bruins rid themselves of Claude Giroux and only Claude Julien, I beg your pardon. And the Habs essentially pulled a hold my beer moment. Remember
hold
all
my
these
beer, I got this.
All these front offices coming out with the same press release. We're making big coaching changes that will reshape the playing field. The rich get richer in Montreal. Like, they need another Stanley Cup, but right now if you're a Habs fan, you've got to be ecstatic.
So we do this. We open the program. We're talking Iowa hiring some assistant football coaches. We touch on the Major League Baseball spring training pitchers and catchers, and we give you a little hockey news right out of the gate as well. What could possibly top that? How about the news that we've got Rough Riders tickets for you today? Sometime before 7 o'clock, they're going to be taking on Team USA at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena later this month. You can go personally feed Bruce. We don't recommend it.
See what you did there.
We don't recommend it. We'll give you the chance to call and win those tickets before 7 o'clock. Did you see what the zoo did in Atlanta? Super Bowl related. The zoo in Atlanta.
I'm so glad that it's Super Bowl related and not Harambe related.
Had made it. Yeah, no, I'm.
I really thought that's where you were going.
I want to be very clear, but I'm not under a Harambe moratorium. I can talk about anything I want when I'm behind this microphone. But Harambe will not come up. We had a listener who made a meme out of my comment about no gorilla grandmother should ever outlive her gorilla grandson. And he made a meme and posted it on her Facebook page. Unfortunately, it hasn't gotten to the level of Cash Me Outside, but maybe it will take off.
How about that?
So the zoo in Atlanta made a wager with a zoo in Rhode Island that the winner of the Super Bowl, the losing zoo, would have to name an animal after a player from that team. So the zoo in Atlanta made good on its promise, and they have named a baby. I don't know if it's a baby or full, maybe it's full grown. It just didn't have a name. They have named an animal at the zoo in Atlanta after Tom Brady. Would you care to guess what animal?
A red-ass gorilla.
No, even lower.
A bamboon?
A bamboon.
A bamboo. Sorry. God, my bad. Sorry.
They named a cockroach after Tom Brady to make good on the bet. But hey. At least
wait a second. I've never been to a zoo where they have cockroaches.
At least they made good on the bet that they made. Because there's nothing worse than someone who doesn't make good on a bet. As pitchers and catchers report in Arizona and Florida. It's a good time to remind everybody we're going to be at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City on Friday for the KGYM road trip.
I'm not touching this.
Driven by Linder Tire.
I'm not touching this.
Oh, touch it. Come on. Look at the text line.
The chance for you to score from the APC while we're in-house. I wanted to get to these, but I was going to wait till after we got to the big board. But some of these people out here are just braggadocious with what they're doing for their significant others. Green Bay Dustin, my girlfriend and I just make sure to spend time together. There's
don't
no
call
gifts.
Him Green Bay Dustin. He gave himself that nickname.
Okay.
Remember the day everybody was giving themselves nicknames?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, the GBD that says that... I just prefer cooking, just something, maybe steaks.
Well, how much do the ingredients cost?
We'll watch
if it
a
adds
movie.
Up to more than $20.
Well, GBD says that steaks are. Oh, whoa! Look at 40.59 over here. I had $200 in reward points. Let the wife pick out whatever she wanted for herself and the kid.
Look at Cajun Troy. She's going down to the Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, and she said there is a float titled the Ringless Falcons. I'll be there, and I can't wait to see it. Well, they got there. Falcons got to the Super Bowl. Blew a 25-point lead, but they got there.
Text line, you guys never cease to amaze me at 420.
It would have been a better if the animal would have been a cheetah.
Write this stuff. Wait a second.
And our former producer, associate producer, we don't want to put too much on his resume, Sam Kinsley, listening to us out in California, says, like the roach, Brady will outlast them all. Guy says he wants to play a couple more years. Why not? He also says his teammates should put politics aside and go visit the White House when the team gets... There's a lot of players that aren't going to make that trip. Tom Brady is lobbying for them. Hey, just put it aside. Let's go. Teamwork makes the dream work, right? Isn't that what they say?
We're going to come back. We'll fit in our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. And then we're going to get in touch with Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago. Man, there are a lot of things we need to chat about. Spring training, baseball, the Blackhawks looking for positioning after the All-Star break in the Western Conference. And, oh, look, the Bulls. We haven't heard anything out of them lately. Thank the New York Knicks. 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, also found on the North and South Gym, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Ryder and Bromwell Camp, more on the way.
Corridor foes collide at boys high school basketball this Tuesday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunham this Tuesday night at 7:30 as Class 4A number one rated Iowa City West comes to town to meet Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The Trojans are coming off a loss to Missouri's number two team last Saturday and face a Jayhawks squad looking for the big upset. That's boys NBC basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Tuesday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before our client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on...
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
He's already planning ways to keep his future daughter away from spring break.
Stay away from our daughter.
Ooh. Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
At 4:23, I'm just asking for some corny Valentine's Day card pickup lines. You know, so if I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put I next to you.
Speaking of corn, is that on the diet? Is that on the Mediterranean diet?
Who brought up corn?
You said corny.
Oh, I don't know. Vegetables, sure.
Well, there's good vegetables and then there's slightly less good vegetables. Depends on the type of diet you're on.
I'm getting ready to jump ship from this thing.
No, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
As if the open bag of Starburst on the desk wasn't a good indication. You're waving the white flag 2 days in?
Bro, I missed work for 2 days when I tried to do this.
Okay, you're
thing.
Right. You're not 2 days in. It's more like 5 days.
I've never missed back-to-back days
in my radio career that started when I was 18 and I was getting three.
People use the term career very loosely nowadays.
Okay, when I started when I was 18, getting like 6 hours a week.
Because you've worked in radio longer than I have, yes.
I have never missed back-to-back days of work due to being ill. Up until I moved to Cedar Rapids, I had never taken a sick day in my radio career. And I try to do one simple diet, and I get knocked out for the count Thursday and Friday.
And up until I moved to Cedar Rapids, I'd never had anybody making meth in a newly constructed house in my backyard. I mean, there's a first for everything. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Your first Big Board update on
Tuesday. Exactly.
Yeah.
Iowa is adding a pair of coaches to Kirk Ferentz's staff. The North Dakota State offensive coordinator Tim Polasek and Northern Illinois assistant Kelton Copeland will join the football program. The 37-year-old Polasek will serve as the team's new offensive line coach, while Copeland will serve as wide receivers coach. WDAY Radio's Jeff Kolpak was the first to report that Polasek would be heading to Iowa City. You may recall that the Bison defeated the Hawkeyes 23-21 last September. The moves were officially announced by the university today around 4:30. They were necessary after Kirk Ferentz did not bring back Bobby Kennedy and Chris White after the season. And who takes over as the offensive coordinator at North Dakota State? Well, that'd be former Iowa State offensive coordinator Courtney Messingham. The Waterloo native has been at Montana State the last two seasons. There are three games in the Big Ten tonight. Rutgers travels to number 16 Purdue. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off on the Big Ten Network. Ohio State travels to Michigan State at 8 o'clock on ESPN. And the nightcap on the BTN is Penn State at Nebraska. Boys high school basketball on tap for you tonight. Will they be exchanging Valentines? I'm not quite sure, but Iowa City West travels to Cedar Rapids. Jefferson will have it on all three of our frequencies beginning at 7:30.
I've fallen for you and I can't get up. Put the life alert necklace inside there. Are you a Sharpie? Because you are ultra fine. Put that in the envelope. The always favorite is your name Wi-Fi because I'm feeling a connection.
By the way, I could have gotten the Paw Patrol Valentines last night. I said I thought they were going to be sold out. There were boxes of Paw Patrol, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They all came with candy in the box already. And I didn't want to give that particular... They were suckers. I didn't want to do suckers. So I had to go off the grid.
I'm a sucker for you.
Had to go off the grid. How much money are you spending on your significant other this Valentine's Day? 319-366-1600. It's also the poll question today at kgymradio.com. If it's under $20, show your work. You just get our card, get him a card, flowers. You can get flowers get a nice bouquet of flowers for under $20, right? When's the last time you bought anybody flowers?
Last year, my neighbor became a widow between Valentine's days. So I bought her some flowers for her first Valentine's Day without her husband.
Oh, sorry. Was it under $20?
No, God, no. Flowers, because I bought them on the 14th. They're like $35.
Oh, yeah. Well, you get the Valentine's Day spike.
Well, I forgot that she was kind of going through a tough time. So I was like, I'm already in the grocery store line. Let me swing by the florist department and I'll get back in line. Think about others. She was a hell of a cook, too. She used to cook all the time for two or three people. And then, you know, when people pass away, all of a sudden, Tyler Ryder cashes in with all the meals he can eat.
I can't get over the Alex Reyes news. I feel really sorry for, and I mean this sincerely, for St. Louis Cardinals fans because he was going to be a huge part of their rotation this year. And it's looking like he's not going to be able to go. And that, look, if you're a huge baseball fan, you know the importance of this day. Pitchers and catchers reporting for a lot of teams. And to have that news come out the very first day that your team is set to work out its pitchers. That sucks.
Is there a little silver lining in this that you're already getting it out of the way, though?
I don't think there's any silver lining to take someone with that much talent in their right arm out of a rotation. I mean, they were planning on having him in the rotation from the get-go this year. So I mean, if you're really stretching for to find a silver lining, but I mean, that just that's a, it's a this is worse to me than last year when the Cubs and Cub fans lost Kyle Schwarber with the second game of the season in Arizona when he injured his knee. Joe Madden, by the way, today said Wilson Contreras is going to be the everyday starting catcher this season for the Cubs, and that Miguel Montero will be the backup. They also said Schwarber is going to do a little catching.
Is it worse for the Cubs because how thin they are in depth at pitching, St. Louis is, and the plethora of bats that the Cubs already had?
Well, I mean, I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying worse than that because this is the first day, pitchers and catchers, man. This is, for baseball fans like you and me, this is Christmas morning. And all of a sudden, you come down the stairs and you look and the cookies and the milk are still on the plate and the stocking is empty and Santa didn't come and put anything under the tree. That's kind of what this is for Cardinals fans. And I mean, this is no troll here. That sucks. I'm a huge Alex Reyes fan. This guy has a million-dollar right arm. And now you got to figure out how to replace him. Devil magic.
Lance Lynn's coming back, Cardinals fans.
Watch the MRI will come back completely clean or something. He'll be ready to go. But unfortunately, doesn't sound like it.
4:31. Our Valentine's Day gift to you, Rough Rider tickets before 7 o'clock this evening. Chris Emma from 670, The Score on the other side of this. We're going to be chatting a whole lot about the city of Chicago. And I think the number one question right now, if you are a Chicago sports fan, are some of the rumors that Alshon Jeffrey might not be a Bear next year. You would think that'd be the number one priority, would it not? Finding a way to keep Alshon Jeffrey in a Bears uniform. Perhaps maybe that's not in the cards if you're Ryan Pace. Blackhawks, Cubs ready for the title defense, and the Bulls still flirting with the eighth seed in the East. Chris joins us after this. 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM, North, South, and Main Gym. More on the way.
As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Cavaliers forward Kevin Love will be out of action for 6 weeks after arthroscopic surgery this morning on his left knee. Cleveland plays in Minnesota tonight against the Timberwolves. The Raptors get power forward Serge Ibaka in a trade with Orlando. The Magic get small forward Terrence Ross and a first-round pick in June. ESPN's Ramona Shelburne reports the Raptors are confident they can sign Ibaka to a long-term deal after the season. Former Knick Charles Oakley is now welcome again at Madison Square Garden, but he may not show up there for a while. The ban keeping Oakley out of the arena has now been lifted, but he says he wants the team to apologize to Knicks fans. After failing to list Richard Sherman's knee injury for the second half of the season, the Seahawks get a warning, but no discipline from the NFL office. The league determined it was a misinterpretation of the reporting policy. And from the NHL today, the Canadiens fire head coach Michel Therrien and replace him with Claude Julien, who was fired a week ago as head coach of the Boston Bruins.
When you come to Applebee's for an all-in burger with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99, you also get a shot at great instant win prizes. Sink your teeth into that. No purchase necessary. Open to legal 50 U.S. 18 plus. See rules at allintowinsweeps.com.
What good is history if you never change? And what good is change if it doesn't make you better? At Valvoline, we believe in getting the most out of everything, including your high-mileage engine. That's why we developed MaxLife, specially formulated to protect against the hidden signs of aging in cars over 75,000 miles. So help maximize the life of your engine with MaxLife from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline MaxLife and a filter for $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Howdy, folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. You have someone in your life you want to get KFC's new $10 chicken share with? It could be a friend, more than a friend, or even a spouse. It's okay. Be brave. Go ahead and say, I want to get a $10 chicken share from KFC and share a chicken with you. It's who you are. Don't be ashamed. Just head to a KFC and share 9 extra crispy tenders, 6 pieces of original recipe, a lot of popcorn nuggets, or 12 hot wings. And don't be afraid to be who you are. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Hot wings not available at all locations.
When he gives you a nickname, people tend to forget your real name.
Honest mistake, Squeak. Sorry.
My name's not Squeak, all right? It's Kelly.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
Top and bottom of the hour, Sports Center, as we welcome you back. Studio A, the sun shining through. And if there's one person in this building that's getting excited about Mother Nature the next couple of days, it's this guy behind this microphone. 60s Friday through Monday of next week. Spring training. Teams reporting to both Arizona and Florida. Man, I know we're just finishing up the NFL season. And I know in the Midwest we're supposed to be still shoveling snow and still zipping our jackets up to our chins. But I will take this. And whoever is handing out the gifts to Mother Nature on Valentine's Day, keep it up. Fantastic stuff happening the next couple of days here weather-wise in eastern Iowa.
Can't wait until we get 2 feet of snow on April Fool's Day. It's happened before. Could happen again. A text line very busy today, by the way, with folks letting us know what they're doing for Valentine's Day. Nick coming in at under $20 on his Valentine's Day spending, but then he's heading to Nashville, so he's thinking he's going to spend over $100
there. All of these spendings. All of this talk about spending things and money, credit cards, and Valentine's Day, it leads us to our first guest of the afternoon, a familiar voice here on the program from 670 The Score in Chicago. It's Chris Emma. See what I did there, Chris? I was going to talk about Alshon Jeffrey and money in the Bears front office, but I guess the proper way to start this segment is to ask you, do you have that special someone, or are you celebrating Singles Awareness Day? What are your thoughts on February 14th?
Yeah, quite a lead-in for me. I think my Valentine's tonight might be some El Nadi's pizza and college basketball. Maybe a good glass of scotch if I can find it. I might be able to.
See, I knew I liked this guy. I knew he's a scotch drinker and the perfect way to dive into this conversation. And, you know, we could talk about spring training. We could talk about the Blackhawks. So many things that are on the docket. Alshon Jeffrey, though, in the pending free agency, the schedule is set to kick off later on in spring. Teams are going to start spending top dollar to get some of these named agents, free agents, to their zip code and to their facilities. 1 year removed from the franchise tag, a 4-game suspension. Kind of read the tea leaves for us right now and tell us what's going on with number 17 and his future in Chicago.
Yeah, the tea leaves have been hard to read, guys, because both sides have been very quiet, whether it's on the record, off the record. They're both kind of trying to figure out their path. And, you know, last offseason kind of set the tone for what could be for this offseason for Alshon. He was reportedly looking for a lot more money than what the Bears were willing to offer. Frankly, he didn't really earn anything more than the price from last year because he underperformed with just 2 touchdowns in 12 games. He managed to stay healthy the whole season, but then came the 4-game PED suspension, and that was nothing more than just a simple mistake. But, of course, that's a cost to reputation around the league. It's a damaging thing to Alshon Jeffrey's name, and, you know, just in terms of the mistake of the whole situation. So Alshon Jeffrey's coming off this 2016 season that was largely a disappointment with little to his name, But he does have that potential. He has that ability to go up and make the catches that few in football can make. And that's the upside that's going to get him paid. I don't think he's going to get paid in Chicago. I think the Bears are firm in their ways. They haven't really spent a ton of money on anybody with this new regime in the first two off seasons. I don't know if that's really going to change for the third off season unless they really have somebody they believe in. And frankly, I don't know if they really believe enough in Alshon Jeffrey to pay him the big money. Tomorrow brings the first day to tender the franchise tag. That cost would be over $17 million for Alshon Jeffrey. I don't foresee that tomorrow or in the next few weeks. I think they try to negotiate for the coming weeks. I don't know if it really reaches anything. I think Alshon Jeffrey is going to be playing 2017 in another uniform.
So when did the plans kind of change? Because it was cutting bait with Matt Forte's contract, cutting bait with Martellus Bennett's contract. It was cleaning house so you could get to this payday for Alshon Jeffrey, make him a Bear for a substantial amount of time, and getting the Jay Cutler guaranteed money out of the way. You just put it best. They're not spending money because we Bears fans wanted to wait for this day where 17 got locked up. Then where does the spending spree start? Does it improving the defense? Kind of put your GM hat on right now to when they start signing and handing out these checks.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, if it was me, if I'm the general manager, I'm keeping Alshon Jeffrey. I think you become a better team by letting a top talent like that go. And I would stack him up there in that 5 to 10 class of receivers. I'm not willing to put him up there with, you know, with Julio and with Odell Beckham and with Antonio Brown, even Mike Evans in that class. But I put him in that 5 to 10 range, and that's pretty dang good in terms of receiver play. I'd be willing to pay up for Alshon. But I understand that the Bears are only willing to go to a certain price because they have so many different voids on this roster. They're not willing to pay the kind of money that takes up from the rest of the cap room for a guy that they don't believe in. If that's their case, if they really don't believe Alshon Jeffrey is that elite receiver, then move on, I guess. Try to find other ways to improve. Now, the receiver position is another issue if you let him go because Kevin White's an unknown. Cam Meredith is probably the top returning receiver of that group, and that's kind of alarming considering how far he's come. In that case, you're allocating resources to the defense, and that means finding pretty much an entirely new secondary. The Bears need to have a 5 technique, and whether that's Jonathan Allen or somebody else, it remains to be seen. Calais Campbell, the longtime Cardinal defensive end, is another player. Fits that 3-4 prototype ideally as a 5 technique. And then, of course, if they were to go for Jimmy Garoppolo, if they were to make that move, Jimmy's entering the final season of his contract, his rookie deal out of New England. The Bears would have to get something inked before they enter this season. At least that's what you do in an ideal world. So that'd be some money moving there. The Bears will also have to look for upgrades at receiver. They'd love to find another tight end. So what I'm trying to say is that there are needs all across the board. Certainly receiver becomes a bigger need if Alshon Jeffrey does move on, if he ends up somewhere else. But the Bears have a lot of money and some high draft picks to really upgrade this roster. And I think they're going to come out of this offseason a much better football team.
Take quarterback off the table. What's the biggest thing they need to address? I know you just ran through a litany of things, but what's the biggest question mark outside of quarterback?
The entire secondary for the easy answer, because Tracy Porter kind of took a step back last season. Kyle Fuller probably won't be on this football team moving forward. I think the Bears will pursue a trade for a mid or late round pick for Kyle Fuller, who they've entirely given up on. The safety position is just completely lost. Rader Namos took a huge step back in his second season. Harold Jones-Corte didn't really do anything to win the role. Deion Bush, the rookie from last season, he really struggled at times. He wasn't even worthy of getting on the field in Vic Fangio's mind for most of last season. So they need two new safeties, probably three new corners. They have nothing you can really set your hat on in the secondary unless you want to stretch and say Craven LeBlanc's an ideal fit as a nickelback or Bryce Callahan. None of those guys are top cornerbacks. So you have to look into the free agent market now, and there's some good options there. Now, Eric Berry could be available if his talks with Kansas City break off, and so far they've hardly even started, with his agent coming out a couple days ago saying that basically he's not really encouraged with what's going on there. You can look at Tony Jefferson out of Arizona. That's an option at safety as well. You look at the corner position, A.J. Bouye out of Houston. That's an ideal fit, and he's Ryan Pace type of guy. He's a young player, one of those kind of cap casualties because he's heading to the free agent market where he was the lesser of two good cornerbacks, but he's still a pretty darn good corner. You can look to the Dallas corner. Morris Claiborne's heading to the free agent market. There's going to be some good players out there, and you can go deeper down the list if you like to see the potential upgrade. I'd imagine the Bears exit the month of March and exit the free agent period with at least a safety, at least two new guys to play corner. They're going to have massive upgrades set where they can enter the draft and the scouting period knowing that what they have to draft, knowing better what kind of plan they can pursue to upgrade this roster to finish this offseason.
Chris Emma from 670 The Score joining us here on the APC at 445. So do the Chicago Bulls need to send a Valentine to Charles Oakley and James Dolan at Madison Square Garden to kind of take the spotlight off of what's happening at the UC this year?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I think that's the saddest bit of perspective that Chicago's really been managing for the past week now is the mess that's happening in New York. Say what you want about Jerry Reinsdorf, but he's not run Scottie Pippen to the ground with security guards and kicked him out of there. So, yeah, it's I think they got to be sending the fruit baskets, sending whatever else they can out to Madison Square Garden because that is the mecca of chaos right now. And for all the dysfunction of the Bulls, it kind of pales in comparison to what's happening in New York. More so, you know, the Knicks are just a bad team. The Bulls are, at the very best, an average team with a lot of flaws. And I think I'd rather be in the Knicks' position, quite honestly, if I'm the Bulls, in terms of record, more so than the dysfunction, because at least the Knicks will have a high draft pick. They're not even pretending to be a playoff team right now. I don't really know if Phil Jackson has any kind of plan. It certainly doesn't look like it, but at least if you're not going to be that team that's the eighth seed and losing in the first round of the playoffs, you can kind of establish your offseason earlier. The Bulls are probably going to fight for that eighth seed. I think they'll fall short, but they could always get it. I think they're just average enough to be the eighth seed. And then what does that get you? That gets you the first playoff spot in Fred Hoiberg's two seasons. That keeps you further in basketball purgatory where, you know, you're bad enough to not advance to the playoffs or just barely good enough to not get a chance at the lottery. That's kind of where the Bulls have been, and I don't see the Bulls getting any further than that this year or years ahead. They're just stuck in basketball purgatory. That's basketball hell in Chicago.
What's the latest on the rumors that they were maybe looking at trading Doug McDermott?
I think they'd love to trade Doug McDermott. I think they'd love to trade Lopez as well. But if you're an NBA executive, first of all, getting rid of a first-round pick for Doug McDermott just sounds absurd right now. He hardly belongs on an NBA floor at this point. I mean, he's a shooter who's struggling with a shot. His confidence is just completely wiped off the map right now. We know his defensive deficiencies and the rest of what he can and can't do in terms of an NBA offense, but the Bulls thought he could at least be that spot-up shooter and somebody on whom they could really rely, and that's just not been the case. It's gotten to the point where Hoiberg is almost kind of reluctant to put him on the court. It seems like his confidence takes a hit with every passing game. The Bulls traded used two first-round picks essentially to get Doug McDermott. He's not worthy of one right now in a trade, so they might be chomping him. They could say maybe he's a change of scenery candidate, but I don't know if any NBA executive is going to want him at this point.
Chris, I want to end on the Chicago Cubs, and if you're a Cubs fan right now, What do you do with your hands? This is the first time you've reported to Mesa, Arizona, and you've got a World Series championship ring to get fitted for.
Yeah, it's a great situation. Everything I've read, I'm not down in Mesa right now. I'm in the balmy 50 degrees in Chicago, but it sounds like the attitudes are high, the spirits are there. And, you know, I wrote about it last week for our CBSChicago.com, the fact that this wasn't like what we've seen at the Blackhawks, where their championship celebration lasts for weeks and weeks, and you know the Stanley Cups being paraded all around Chicago. These Cubs were exhausted. I mean, Joe Maddon broke out of town pretty quickly after the World Series and took his cousin Eddie back down to Tampa. He turned off his phone for a few weeks and kind of shut it down. You know, Dexter Fowler, Anthony Rizzo, David Ross, they did the Saturday Night Live. Chris Bryant did the talk show thing. A lot of these guys did, you know, those following days after, and then they were just exhausted. So they didn't spend much time celebrating this offseason. They were so burnt out by everything they accomplished. They've entered this camp with a renewed energy, with the kind of swagger of a champion, but also the hunger to get back there and do it again. I have no doubts about the fact that this team is going to be right there till the end to try to win another World Series. And we know all about their talents, but there's not going to be any hangover because, you know, they were so overwhelmed by everything they accomplished. They're thrilled by what they did last season, but they're ready to move on.
I'm sitting here talking about all these professional sports, and I kind of forget that Northwestern's having a hell of a season right now, Chris. What Chris Collins is doing right now in Evanston with this program, the victory on the road in Madison, could we actually be – look, I'm not even going to ask that question more because we know they're heading to the NCAA tournament, but how good can this Wildcat basketball program be in the Big Ten this year?
Yeah, if you're looking for a sleeper in the NCAA tournament, I think that's your team because Northwestern right now is looking in the range of an 8-7, maybe a 6 if they keep winning, and they got a winnable rest of the way. This team could be dangerous because they've been doing it recently without Scotty Lindsey, their leading scorer. Brian McIntosh has carried them. Derek Partage had a terrific second season at Evanston. I really think this team is not only going to get to the NCAA tournament, I think they could get to the Sweet 16. They've done an outstanding job of building, not only building the program, but what Chris Collins has done in recent years, but building through this season. I mean, there's been no kind of slide, no kind of real concern. They've been able to keep improving throughout the year. I talked about that hunger with the Cubs. That hunger is there with the Cats as well. I was with them today, actually, and it's a group that's really driven to make a run. Nobody's really happy with what they've accomplished because they know they haven't accomplished anything yet. And Chris Collins has the right head on his shoulders, as do these players. He keeps driving them, and they're really looking to go deep into March. I think this group is really confident, and that's going to carry them through not only getting there through the rest of this month of February, but getting on through March. Big Ten tournament, onto the NCAA tournament, and from there.
Chris Emma from 670 to the Score. Chris, are you a blended scotch guy? What are you, scotch whiskey guy? What are you drinking now these days?
You know, it kind of depends. I'm still acquiring the taste after a few years. I mean, I love it. It kind of depends. I'm trying new different things with scotch. So I can do blended. I can go either way with that.
Start slow. Work your way up. The nights get longer and they get rougher. Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Thank you, brother. We always appreciate the time and that balmy 50 degrees. You know, try to enjoy it as much as you can because spring will be right around the corner.
Take care, boys. Have a good one.
Gonna be 60 on Friday. I might walk around without a shirt on. Hell, maybe even forget my pants. I know that's an image you don't want in your head, but you know what? Anything that's not in the – it's weird. I think I'm officially, after 5 years, getting adjusted to the Midwest weather because it was 45 on Saturday, and I had every window and sliding glass door open in my condo with my speakers up to 11 Spinal Tap. It felt good. Felt good until the sun started setting.
Mike from Marengo on the text line, not buying Northwestern as a Sweet 16 team, nor am I. And Bob and Amanda, could you imagine having a sports show in Chicago and always having to discuss the Bears? Brutal. I've let my mind wander occasionally, usually when I look at my bank statements. Outside of that, no, I can't imagine. 319-366-1600. Plenty more to come. I understand that we perhaps will be doing something Valentine's Day related with our producer, Alex Kuhn, in hour number two of the program.
Look at Kuhn. We put him on the blank space segment yesterday, and now he's just getting all kind of crafty and arts and he's showing it to us through the window. Am I supposed to be able to read through that white sheet? Well, don't show me if that. Yeah, if those are answers, I don't want to see them. 4:53. We'll get to that before hour number three. What else we're gonna get to before hour number three? You want rider tickets? We'll give you that chance. That in the next 60 minutes. Stick around.
As an individual investor, you may have thought sophisticated investment management was only for the wealthy. Not anymore. Zacks Advantage is the actively managed, performance-driven, automated online investment advisory service that builds, monitors, and rebalances your portfolio so you don't have to. Now for a limited time, with fees up to 75% lower than traditional advisors and a minimum investment of just $5,000, you can take advantage of Zacks' 30 years of investment management experience. Call 1-888-748-2750 today to speak with an advisor. Right now, you can save 30% off our already low fees for the life of your account. Low fees, low minimums, and 30 years of experience. That's the Zacks advantage. Call 1-888-748-2750. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Potential for loss exists with any investment. Material is for informational purposes only. It is not investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. No advice is given about a strategy suitability for a particular investor. For additional information, go to ZacksAdvantage.com. Call 1-888-748-2750.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
One of them is Maverick, the other, Iceman. We'll let you decide.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice Man, I am dangerous.
Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, KGYM.
You start the program with Huey Lewis in the news and come back with a little Kenny Loggins, All 80s Hour here on the APC. I'm your DJ, Tyler Ryder. Brommelkamp joining me, 4:56 here. Thank you to Chris Emma from 670 The Score for joining us on a Tuesday. Got a lot to dive into before 7 o'clock this evening. TB, it's my understanding we have high school basketball. A lot of other things we got to get to before 7 p.m. So let's get it in. Let's get out. Let's get to hour number two. Another Midwest One Bank Pick Board update.
The Iowa Hawkeyes announced two additions to Kirk Ferentz's football coaching staff today. North Dakota State offensive coordinator Tim Polasek and Northern Illinois assistant Kelton Copeland will be joining the staff in 2017. The 37-year-old Polasek will serve as the team's new offensive line coach. Copeland will serve as the wide receivers coach. WDAY Radio's Jeff Kolpak was the first to report that Polasek was leaving the Bison for Iowa City. North Dakota State beat the Hawkeyes 23-21 in Week 3 back in September. The moves were officially confirmed by Iowa today shortly after 4 o'clock. The openings on the staff came when the Hawkeyes did not bring back Bobby Kennedy or Chris White for 2017. Iowa is set to add a 10th assistant coach, but not until April when the NCAA rule change goes into effect. As for North Dakota State, former Iowa State offensive coordinator Courtney Messingham will replace Polasek in Fargo as the offensive coordinator for the Bison. The Waterloo native has spent the past two seasons as the OC at Montana State. Three games on tap tonight in the Big Ten. Rutgers is at number 16, Purdue at 6 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, Ohio State travels to Michigan State and Nebraska hosts Penn State. We've got boys high school action for you. Iowa City West is at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. It is on all three frequencies tonight. Shortly before 7:30.
Hour number two of the program. It's on the way next. KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice. I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.